And he got in with a bunch of crooks up there in the north side, somewhere, Chicago, New York, somewhere. We landed over there. Might have been in Georgia where you at, I don't know. Anyway, he come to the United States and he thought he was invested in some land. And he got into a bunch of swindlers and they got his money and he found out later on that his title he had to his land was no good. He didn't have no land. But he was a violin maker. He could play a violin. Now, I just play a fiddle. I can't play a violin. And he went to making them things. He got immensely rich. Got his money, made money. And that old violin, I got it in one of old Abe Bull's violins. They won't try to find me a... Somebody put me a top on it. That's what I'm after. I've been to Elizabethtown. They got a man up there. He's a kind of a violin mender like I am. I can kind of mend them up, the piece to pieces and put them back together, but this one is all busted, the top busted. Now there's a guy down here in New Orleans that makes violins. And I went down there, and he's got violin bows and he's got violin tops, just the top laying on the showcase there, and violin bows are hanging up there on the rack, just a long string of them. Went in there to, went in with another fella. He was wanting some part of a violin. I saw them bows hanging up there. I asked him, I said, what do you get for your violin bows? $25 to $500 a piece. Just depends on what the bow you pick. $25 to $500. Too rich for my blood. I'd be that good a fiddler to have that kind of a bow. I asked him about the violin tops. He says, I don't sell my violin tops. I make violins. I won't sell a top. So I'm looking today for some finally a top. You go back to Georgia to see you here. Tell one, let me know. I'm gonna try to play you. Polly, put the kettle on. He wanted the Wabash cannonballs. I used to could make the whistle blow, but my reflexes and coordinations, I can't get it. I play at it.